Hi, I'm Gary Duncan, the Executive Director of Worldwide KFUO. Thanks for listening online to our programs, our stream, our podcast, our online on-demand audio. We appreciate you. Remember, KFUO is a listener-supported broadcast ministry, so we do rely on your support to continue. So please prayerfully consider making a gift today. You benefit from the programs, and you know how important it is to get the message out to the world. And that's what we do every day here at KFUO. For more information, you could call area code 314-996-1518 to talk to Mary, or 996-1520 to talk to Mark. Ask them about the different ways to give to the ministry of KFUO. Thank you in advance for your support. Also, tell your friends about us. Most important of all, pray for the ministry of Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Oh my God, I say, take me not away in the midst of my days. You whose years endure throughout all generations. Of old, you laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you will remain. They will wear out like a garment. You will change them like a robe, and they will pass away, but you are the same. And your years have no end. The children of your servants shall dwell secure. Their offspring shall be established before you. It is a common enough prayer to ask our Lord to spare our lives. The prayer for good health, the prayer for healing. Even in our days of medicine and science, how often, headed into the surgery under the hands of just another sinful man or woman, do we not still ask our Lord to watch over us? And here the psalmist cries out, especially, I'm a young man. I have a lot of life left. O Lord, don't take away my days here. And yet there's more to it than that, for surely neither you nor I nor the psalmist wants to live on this broken planet forever. Even though our flesh would taunt us and say that we must remain here to be happy, we also know it is more blessed to depart and be with Christ by far than to remain here. And yet that is the point that the psalmist then turns to, recognizing that even though he would have healing, even though he would see good long days here, he knows that one day that clock is going to run out. Even the foundations of the earth, the heavens, the whirling orbs of space and the far-off distances of other galaxies and universes, all these things will perish. They will wear out as an old piece of clothing wears out. And you know the kind, that one in your closet. You used to love it, and now it just doesn't feel good anymore. The earth and the heavens face the same reality. And how much more, then, don't you and I? These bodies, these bags of flesh and bones, old bones, we start to call them as we age and feel them creak and know they aren't what they used to be. How much less than the heavens are we, frail human flesh. But God, He is a different matter altogether. Not just almighty, but everlasting to everlasting. No matter what might perish, no matter what might wear out, He will not. No matter what might pass away, He will remain the same. And for that reason, even though you die, yet you will live because of what our Lord Jesus Christ has done for you. And so your children and your children's children and their children after them in Jesus may also dwell secure. All our offspring, all the inhabitants of the entire human race, all the earth and the heavens therein may dwell secure, knowing that in the resurrected body of Jesus of Nazareth, God has begun the creation of a new heavens and a new earth, so that as these old bones pass away, you might know that in Jesus, your years will have no end. For they will no longer be merely a matter of this time. They will be His time. on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.